This is a special time of year for us at the Christian Science Monitor because our first issue was published on the eve of Thanksgiving, 1908. In its leading editorial, founder Mary Baker Eddy laid out our mission to spread undivided the science that operates unspent. The object of the monitor, she continued, is to injure no man, but to bless all mankind. As we begin our 118th year of publication, we wanted to share with you how we're striving to apply that mission today. Here are our five operational guidelines drawn from Mrs. Eddy's founding editorial, as well as other contemporaneous documents. Bring a healing, purifying thought to many homes. We counteract cynicism about news and humanity by upholding a higher standard of both. Get above the fray. Because we're owned by a church, we're free from corporate and political interests. Cover the day's vital global news. We provide a trustworthy and concise compilation for our thoughtful, busy readers. Investigate ideals and endeavors, not just events. We keep abreast of the times by recognizing key currents of thought and their impact. Be clean, family-friendly, and non-sensational. We are a newspaper for the home. We wish you and your families all the blessings of hearts filled with gratitude. During this Thanksgiving weekend, please go to our homepage at csmonitor.com for the latest updates. It's Friday, November 28th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Krista Case Bryant. Here are today's Monitor stories. New York's financial community has long been a key voice in how the city runs, with Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani, a Democratic socialist whose proposals are anathema to many business leaders, collaboration will likely require concessions from both sides. Aaron Short reports from New York for the Monitor. Behind the confusion surrounding different Ukraine peace plans, America's European allies are afraid that the post-war Atlantic alliance could be at stake. Ned Temko writes from London for the Monitor. What does it mean when Xi Jinping, China's strongman leader, praises Hu Yaobang, the liberal reformer whose sudden death sparked the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests? Our reporter asked sinologists who study Chinese leaders. Ann Scott Tyson reports from Beijing for the Monitor. Human beings have long had special relationships with canine companions. But are the dogs of people without housing cared for? Our correspondent investigates. Michael Benavov reports from Santa Fe, New Mexico for the Monitor. Disney's new Buddy Cop sequel is an animated delight. But Zootopia 2 also shows how films we might dismiss as children's movies have the capacity to inspire young people and their parents to be better. Cultural commentator Ken Macon writes for the Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on Thanksgiving. On Thursday, many Americans likely partook of the mother of all family dinners. That's the term Dr. Ann Fischel, author and co-founder of the Family Dinner Project, uses to describe the Thanksgiving tradition of turkey and trimmings that brings family and friends together in homes across the country. Amid changing demographics and social mores, this intergenerational American rite offers a lens into patterns of marriage and family. And this year, the outlook for both institutions is positive, according to several recent surveys. Despite shifting norms, most U.S. adults still see marriage as a meaningful foundation for family life and child rearing, the Barna Group reported in November. And 81% of Generation Z respondents, it said, believe in marriage and hope to wed someday, though many are reimagining what family looks like. Divorce is down, as is single parenthood, and the share of kids being raised in stable, married families is ticking up, researchers wrote in a July article by the American Enterprise Institute. Marital stability looks much different than it did 30 years ago, these authors noted in another blog. Yet, new marriages are stronger today than every decade since the 1950s. This bodes well for families and for America's children. Children simply do better if they have married parents, according to New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof. However, education and economics do play a role. For children of college-educated parents, 81% live with both parents. That drops to about 50% for children of parents with a high school education or less. The Georgia Center for Opportunity stated, two-parent households provide a significant privilege for children, leading to better educational and economic outcomes and lower rates of incarceration. Harvard University anthropologist Joseph Henrich has concluded much the same about the security and nurturing power of a stable marriage and home. In many ways, marriage represents the keystone institution for most, though not all, societies, and may be the most primeval of human institutions, he has written. Surveys find that family and family time score the highest among several values that Americans hold dear. In 2023, Pew reported, 73% of American adults ranked family time as one of the most important aspects of their life. This sentiment appears to reflect the thought of this newspaper's founder, Mary Baker Eddy. Home is the dearest spot on earth, and it should be the center, though not the boundary, of the affections, she wrote. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For our curation of news briefs from our staff writers around the world, go to csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how gratitude can be a profound form of prayer. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Tim Malone and Jingnan Peng.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.